Hello and welcome to Team Franco Bodybuilding Podcast. This is Joe, obviously, and hoping everyone's doing great out there, both in and out of the gym and getting it done. So today we're going to have a conversation. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just going to tell you what I've learned, what I see with current and past clients, and what I see on social media. And referring to the topic at hand, is there a best diet and workout routine? Now, obviously, we're always searching for that best workout and diet routine, or best diet and workout routine. And the simple answer is there is not one best, because we all have different fingerprints and we need to learn what is best for our body in a particular moment. And I'm going to cover that in a minute. What we're looking for when it comes to fitness, when it comes to exercise, diet, competing, is something that's going to allow us to get to the goal in the most efficient way possible. That is what it comes down to. And efficiency is also brought on by the discipline that allows us to get there. So, case in point, you can follow a diet for a couple of weeks, maybe a month, and then fail at it because you can't sustain it. Even though you might have had progress during that first month, dropping a few pounds, looking good, but then you get to the point where like, oh shit, I just can't keep up with this regimen. That's not the best diet for you. The best diet is the one that you know you can stick with over an extended period of time. Now, yes, there are diet breaks. Yes, we have goals of competing and we learn to back off. But ideally, when you look at a plan, it's something that you can tell yourself that you can stick with for many months to even years. So that is the one question and theory and thing that you need to figure out. Either it's through self-experimentation, hiring the proper coach, and just trying new things and see how it works and not putting the pressure on yourself. So when it comes to dieting, there are so many methods. If you are familiar with my content, if you're a current client, you know I'm a fan of macronutrients, counting macros, flexible dieting. But I'm not going to tell one person that they need to always change their foods. They can eat the same foods because I allow them the flexibility and the responsibility to figure out for themselves so they can stick to it. So I'm not just going to give you three foods and with a meal plan, even though that may work for a few months. But after a few months, you're going to say, this sucks. Joe doesn't know what he's talking about. And I'm going to fire him and find a different coach because he's only allowing me to have three foods. Now, yeah, some people can do that. And I have clients in the past that when they send me their report, they basically write the same numbers, all three macronutrients on their report. And I'll question them once in a while. Like, I'm like, hey, Steve, what is this? Joe, I literally eat the same thing. It doesn't bother me. It works for me. So that's why it's just a copy and paste throughout the report. And I don't have any issues with that because for Steve, he has the discipline, the consistency. He's feeling content and he's having progress. That's one method. Some people do need to mix up their foods. They'll allow the greater discipline, changing up their carb sources, fat sources, protein sources, and still hitting their macros. That's another method. So you see where I'm getting at, where you can have either way as long as you feel good about it and you know you're going to sustain to it, keep with it, and have that discipline. Now, same goes for meal timing, and I've talked about that before in a recent podcast. It really doesn't matter. The goal for your best diet is one that you can stick to that's going to give you the strength and energy, the energy in the gym, build the strength, feel good, and allow you to reach your goal. That's what it comes down to. But I will throw the caveat out there where the ideal diet is something also that's going to allow you to properly exit after you reach your goal, where I've talked about this 1,000 times in one of my earlier podcasts I've done with the greatest amount of plays and listens is about exit plan. You know, how you go into your goal, how do you approach your goal weight, your competition will also decide on how you come out. So that's why I, you know, quickly talked about, you know, if you're crash dieting, you can stick to it for 3 months, but then when you come out, you're fucked, meaning you don't know what to do. You're clueless because you didn't have that responsibility because you were being spoon-fed a certain diet. You're basically taught obedience and by following something that you know that wasn't the best for you, but maybe helps you get to your goal, but now you have no clue to go about your day after you reach your goal. So that's why also, not only figuring out what works for you best in the moment as far as your diet, if it's flexible dieting, eating the same foods, you know, eating more carbs later in the day or fasting for a few hours, all those things are fine. One's not better than another, I'm going to tell you right now. But the best thing is something that you're going to stick with, but also realizing that after you reach your goal, how are you going to respond? So I always preface and remind clients and I tell them that post-show to me is equally as important as pre-show, meaning what you do post-diet after you reach your goal is also equally important to the prep leading up to it. All with that said, there is no perfect diet. It's something that you're going to stick with, that you're happy in the moment, and that's going to be giving you the results and the progress throughout many, many months. And then, of course, after you reach your goal on how you're going to handle with your exit plan. Now, of course, a healthy diet is something that you can stick with year-round, and if you don't need to lose body fat, that's great. But when it comes to a goal, yes, you're going to get hungry. You know, you're going to have all those little things that I've talked about in the past. But I just wanted to reconfirm that if you're searching for the perfect diet, you got to give things some time, trust the process, and then after a few weeks, try something else if it's not working for you or if you don't think you can stick with it for a great period of time. But there is one caveat, and that's discipline. It's day in and day out consistency. You'll hear other top coaches and even ones I respect, they'll say the same thing where it doesn't matter what you're doing, as long as you're hitting your calories and all that, it's the discipline. It's the one that works for you on that approach that's going to give you that progress that you're after and you can adhere to. And it's very similar to the weight training. Now, of course, I have all sorts of podcasts about weight training and reps and sets and when to increase the weight and how to make your workouts most optimal, but it's very similar where you want to find a workout plan that works for you, that you know that you're going to be consistent with, that you enjoy, dare I say that? Yes, you do want to like your workouts and also that is best for your body in time. And what I mean by that, and only because through experience myself over the last few years with injuries, I had to alter my exercises because there are ones I can't do anymore that I used to say that you had to do. You know, squat and deadlift. Well, I can't do them anymore. I still want clients to do them. But if there comes a time that you physically can't because of an imbalancement, an overuse injury, or whatever the case may be, it's okay. I'm telling you that it is okay to not do certain exercises rather thinking that, oh, I have to do them because I'm a bodybuilder. That's bullshit. I learned firsthand over the last couple of years. When I prepped, I stuck with hack squats as my main lower body exercise. Hamstrings, Nordic leg curls, and then I was able to work in one-legged, stiff-legged deadlifts because that allowed a little bit more balance and didn't put as much strain on my hips. But regardless of all that, it's okay to stick with certain exercises that give you the progress, that give you the ability to keep the consistency of training. Because again, people will be so caught up. And I can tell you so many stories, guys, about people emailing me after they do my routine for 2 weeks. Well, can I try this one? Can I try that one? And at first I'd be like, yeah, you know, just stick with mine. And then I got to the point, if you want to try something new, go ahead. But it's not going to give you any quicker results because it's what you do with the workout that matters the most. It is the few things that I talked about in a recent podcast. First is form and technique. You need to master form and technique for any movement. Thereafter, yes, chasing the pump, having a good feeling on the exercise that you're actually connecting with the mind and muscle connection, and then increasing weight when the opportunity is there. If all those things are happening, then it's a good exercise for you. But there are some movements that you may not feel comfortable with, even if you give it a go for, you know, if you're trying an incline dumbbell press for your chest, you're just not connecting after doing it 4 or 5 times for a month. It's okay to switch it out and find something else. Don't feel like you have to do it. You know, I mean, the one exercise that got really popular years ago, and I always shunned it because it's only worked the glutes, or those glute bridges, hip thrusts, or whatever you want to call them. There was such a phase where you were seeing these women putting 3 plates on each side, hip thrusting. And to me, it's like doing a leg extension where you're just hitting one muscle group. And to put that much time and energy into that, to me, it was a waste. And now it's starting to come off of that, where people aren't hyper-focused on hip thrust and whatnot just for their glutes, because they realize that squatting, deadlifts, lunges, which I believe are better for your glutes anyway, all that work that area. So there's no reason to spend all that time and energy, you know, trying to, you know, do 405 doing hip thrust. It was silly. I mean, it's, yes, an important muscle group, especially for bikini competitors, but you're still being judged on your entire body. And it's just not having the biggest ass that's going to win. It's quad development, hamstring development, back development, arms, shoulders, and all that, just like any other physique competitor. So I guess my point is, don't get caught up thinking that you have to do a certain exercise. Don't get caught up that you have to do a certain exercise. And even if it causes you pain, you got to fight through it. No, that's not necessary. There are dozens and dozens of exercises, angles, machines, everything that you can apply to find what's best for you, so you can have that consistency in the gym. That is what is the great equalizer. And I tell that to everyone, because if you're consistent and you're focusing on those factors about technique, mind muscle connection, adding weight, exercise feels good, you're going to grow muscle as long as your diet is half decent. That's the thing. That's the secret. That's the best way of going about it. Now, yes, some people will grow faster. They'll gain muscle faster, and that sucks if you're a slow gainer or hard gainer or whatever you want to call it. But if you stick to that formula, good things are going to happen. You know, it's not going to be weeks, maybe not even months. Maybe it's going to be years. And with those years, looking back, you're going to gather more data on what worked best for you, and you continue to apply it. So don't feel obligated when it comes to following any kind of diet that you see an influencer, social media person doing. Same thing with the workouts. Don't think, oh, yeah, I mean, it might be cool every once in a while you get an idea or change up an angle on a bicep curl or a slight twist. I'm not against that. You know, that's great. You may connect even better. You know, case in point, I got this cable machine last fall. It was a Christmas present, you know, for my kids and myself. And I've been putting out more instructional exercise videos doing it. And I've been connecting with certain exercises that I never did before, you know, for my shoulders and my arms, because of the cable pulley swivels left and right. So therefore, it goes with your natural alignment, whereas a straight pulley, you can't go left and right. So, you know, certain curls, tricep exercises, side laterals, I'm loving it. And that's after weight training for 30 years, I never had that. So you can always teach an old dog new tricks as long as you feel comfortable, have that mind-muscle connection, connecting to it, and being able to increase weight. So this is becoming a rant, unfortunately, but I want it to be a discussion for you guys out there, because sometimes you feel lost. Sometimes you question what you're doing when, you know, if it's in the kitchen or in the gym, that, oh, could I be getting quicker results if I change something up? Maybe, but if something is working good for you, you got to trust the process, the consistency, and the discipline day in and day out. That is the unsexy part about bodybuilding, is just doing it day in and day out and just letting those days add up, accumulate, and that's going to give you the progress that you're after. That I promise. The most successful clients that I've had are ones that have been with me for almost 2 years plus. And they're winning their pro cards. They're seeing the greatest transformation in their body. And to me, they made it a lifestyle. And that's what it's all about. You know, bodybuilding is a big part of your life, guys, but don't make it your entire life. Have the discipline to make sure you get it done. And I promise you good things will happen both in and out of the gym. Until next time, have a great day, guys.